Hi, my name's Chris, I live in Australia, and I want to start this video by just asking a question. In a home invasion, how long do you think it would take for the police to show up to assist you? The average response time is 12 minutes, so how much harm do you think a home invader could do to yourself, your family, your kids, your grandparents maybe, grandkids maybe? How much harm do you think that they could do to yourselves in 12 minutes? Previously, I did a video on castle law and explaining castle law, and Queensland has a bill going through right now. It's been suggested as a change to the law in Queensland, and I just want to do an update on the status of where that's all up to. Now, I've done a video in the past where I've talked about castle law, ran through all the examples, explained it pretty thoroughly through, but just as a very high level, castle law is a bill within Australia, well, within Queensland, Australia, one state's going for it right now. Where the issue it's trying to solve is that when a criminal breaks into a home, they have just as much, if not more, rights than the defender of the home. If you were trying to defend your home, you can only use proportional reasonable force to the threat, which is the home invader. Now, proportional reasonable force, that's something determined in the courts after the event, after the home invasion has occurred and the police are all involved for it. But what it leaves is the person who's trying to deal with a home invasion to their own house, trying to second guess themselves. And in a home invasion, seconds matter. In first aid, seconds matter. In a fire, seconds matter. So when it comes to a home invasion, seconds matter. Every second since as soon as someone moves into your home without your permission, they break in, they come through, they're showing threat, they want to apply force to you. Every second matters from that point, and you can't be second guessing your actions in the moment. You need to act. The fact is, under current Australian laws, if a violent criminal breaks into your house and you exceed what's considered proportional reasonable force on them, defending yourself, defending your family, for acting in that moment and exceeding what's being thrown towards you, you can end up in jail. You end up in jail, you end up behind bars, you'll be prosecuted for your actions, for trying to do the right thing of defending yourself. It should be your right to defend yourself in your own home. Castle law is a man's home is his castle, and a man should be able to defend himself within his castle without prosecution. The current self-defense laws in Australia put the person defending their home who's in the moment trying to act, it puts them in a position where they have to choose instantaneously, will I be judged by 12 or carried by 6? By introducing castle law, it essentially removes the being judged by 12 aspect from it. So it's either you defend yourself or you're carried by 6 in a home invasion. So instead of the defender of their own home having to think twice, it shifts the onus across onto the invader of the home. The criminal trying to break in, it shifts the onus across to them to have to think twice before they break in, because that decision to break in could be the last decision they ever make. So the castle law petition in Queensland popped up at the start of July, and so far it's up to over 90,000 signatures on it. And that petition, it closes at the 24th of the 10th. So 24th of October, that petition closes. So there's still time to sign that petition if you want castle law in Queensland. It's for Queensland only on this petition, guys. I'll touch base for other states later. But if you want to have castle law to have the right to defend your home without prosecution from a home invasion, the link's down below in the description to sign. Nick D'Amato from the Qatar Australia Party, he's the politician behind this one. He's the one that's sponsoring it. He's the one who's driving it through. Once we hit the end date on the 24th of October, Nick D'Amato, he's going to be the one who has to take it into the government, try and get it all worked out. They're going to work on it through. They're going to, you know, get through the nitty gritty and then try get it voted for. Try get the other politicians to vote for this and to put castle law into effect in Queensland. Now, if you live in other states, I'm in Queensland, I'm talking about Queensland right now, but if you live in other states and you want castle law to be put forward for your state, you know, Victoria, holy crap, you need it more than anyone else right now. Your state's a mess. But any other states around Australia, all you need is one politician on board. So email your politicians, email them saying, hey, I want castle law. Even send the link in the description, say Queensland's doing this. We want something similar to this in our state. And all you need is just one politician to step forward, to have the courage to step forward and then bring that fight forward to say that, you know what, people in my state have the right to defend themselves in their home without prosecution. But you know, even Stevens, the bill still needs to be picked up, needs to run across through the government process for it all, needs to be put together, worked on, and then needs to be voted on by other politicians, including politicians from opposing parties, to get like a majority to push that bill ahead. Any politician who is voting against castle law as it pops up in their state, they're voting against your right to self-defense in your own home. They're voting against your interest. But just a short video, guys. So the link for Queensland's castle law petition is down below in the description. If you haven't signed it and you feel that you need the right to defend yourself in your own home against a home invader without prosecution, link's down below in the description. Other than that, guys, what's your thoughts on castle law? Let me know down below in the comments, does Queensland need castle law? Does your state need castle law? Is Australia so defenseless right now that we've just lost the plot? What happened to the right to defend yourself in this country from a criminal? Let me know your thoughts down below in the description, and I'll see you in the next one.